Nigeria Info Lagos, compliment of a season to you. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We are live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. PVC collection started nationwide yesterday. It's not going to end until 22nd of January 2023. So we're making this call, we're making this noise, just so you don't wait for the last week of collection of PVC before you go and then you say that INEC collection, this is are not enough and this, and you start complaining of this and complaining of that. All through yesterday, at least on our major shows on Hard Facts and Chukwudi's show yesterday, Checkpoint, quite a number of conversations were had concerning the collection of PVCs, and you had questions yourselves, right? But this morning we started at 5 a.m. discussing the same matter and trying to, you know, bring some clarity to the issue of PVC collection. But right now we're going to bring an end to it for now. Some of our shows we still pick it up, but we're not going to do this alone. We have the INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner in Lagos State on the show this morning, and he will be shedding light to this story. He's of course none other than Mr. Olusegun Agbaje, MFR MNI, who is joining us via the telephone this morning. Mr. Agbaje, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us, sir. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for having me too.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to just ask my own questions, then we'll open up the telephone lines because we have very limited time to talk to you, and I understand how busy your schedule, you know, is today. So let me start by saying that what's the assessment thus far, you know, after the first day of PVC collection? What are you hearing? What have you heard? What's the report, you know, like on, you know, voters turnout to the LGA offices of INEC in Lagos here to pick up their PVC?
Well, thank you very much. I was actually out yesterday myself to look at some of the local government areas, and today my heads of department will also move to the areas they are supervising to help us to have a very good grasp of what is happening on the ground. But from the areas I visited yesterday, like Ifakọ, Lagos, Mainland, and Co., and I could see that people came out enthusiastically, and many of them were collecting their PVCs. And reports I even heard from Amuodofin, where I also sent some of the people from headquarters to go and support the electoral officer there. I was told that the situation there was very peaceful, and those who could not get, a few of them that could not get their PVCs were told why they couldn't get it, and they politely turned back with assurance that very soon they will get their PVCs. But many of them were getting their, particularly those who did transfer, those who had challenges, and so on and so forth.
Right.
And those who did their registration last year, their PVCs have come out and they are all collecting them.
Well, yesterday and this morning we got complaints about, you know, people newly registered voters, that they, when they got to the local government, they were told that their PVCs were not ready. Some were told to come back next week. Others were told to just not bother coming back, that they'll be informed. What's the true situation, really?
Yeah, the true situation is that it is a general thing all over the country that those who did the addition between January and July 31st this year, their PVCs are yet to arrive all the states. And okay. But all the other ones, they have arrived.
Okay.
And that's why we just, the Abuja said we should just give them this week to round up everything. And they are trying to also collate all their telephone numbers so that they can send them bulk message right from the national headquarters. And I believe by the end of this week, we should be able to receive our own share in Lagos State, and by next week we'll take them there. But we don't want to say it until we have received them. That's why I've been telling people that but it's a situation general one, not peculiar to Lagos State.
Right. And just to be very clear, you're saying that those are registered this year, their PVCs are not
fresh,
at the state.
Fresh registration.
All the registration.
Other ones, transfer, multiple, I mean, lots of PVC and so on. All those ones are ready.
Already. Now, let's talk about where they can pick up their PVCs, because quite a number of people still are not clear.
Okay, what the commission has directed is that from now till 22nd of January, they will be at the local government level. But between 6th of January and 15th of January, that's a period of about 10 days, they are going to devolve to the RA, registration area, or what you know, local parlance as the ward area.
Okay.
So we move there for about 10 days. so that those people that probably claim that their houses are very far from our offices,
right,
local government offices,
right,
and that's the time they should be used to go and meet them at their various areas. So at least their ward areas will not be too far from their residency and they can come there.
Hmm.
So that's why we are not even advising anybody to come. It's even good that even the other people are not here, because yesterday most of the areas were even jam-packed. And so I'm sure by next week it will be going to be more serious when the new PDCs will have arrived.
Right.
So we are going to also go down that level by January, between January 6th and 15th. So that at least people can also, those who could not come because of the distance, will move to them.
Mm.
People are also going to be told that they are, people are going to be informed by SMS messages. But we know also that not everybody that has phone also can also read all the messages,
right.
So those are the advantage of either coming to our local government office or waiting for us to come to the registration area between 6th and 15th of January next year.
Indeed. So, well, let me ask you this question as well before I go to the telephone line. Some messages are already rushing in via WhatsApp. Somebody wants to know, you know, where people can go in Lagos here. Either is it the LGA or both LGA and LCDA or just the LGA alone?
No, it's only the LGA. LGA is what the federal government recognizes, which is the 20 local government areas in Lagos City.
So they go to the LGAs only?
Only the local government, only the federal government approved local government area.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This pickup even runs to through Saturday and Sunday. It's seven days a week.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Welcome. That is those who are busy during the week, who are in the offices, can then come on Saturdays and Sundays to our local government areas. Even that one, 10 days I mentioned before, they are also going to be at the Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
But the exercise is even going to end on 15th, which is also Sunday of January, at least at the RA level. Then we'll move back again to local government area for the next 1 week before the end of the exercise.
Right. So we're going to open up the telephone lines right now and take some messages, you know, side by side with it, so we can get in as many questions as possible for the INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner in Lagos. If you've got questions as regards your PVC, please come through 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. For female callers, the number is 01-465-7190. I'll take that again, 01-465-7190 for female callers. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Let's take this call quickly. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, this morning.
Hello?
Go on, we can hear you. Go on.
Please, I have collected mine, but I just want to ask something, because in my own PVC, instead of my surname to be my surname, my name now become my surname.
Okay.
So I don't know when I next will start their office so that I can be able to go and change those things.
That one cannot be changed. On that, went to the field last month for people to come and look at.
That's right.
To make claims and objections so that these things could be corrected. Since it could not be corrected, and since the names are still your names, I say that you should please use it for the election. After that, you can then discuss on how to go forward.
All right. Bosun is here on WhatsApp. Bosun says, I registered last year, August, at INEC office, Saboyaba. When I went to collect my PVC, I was told it was not ready. When names were pasted at the ward level and local government, my name was there, but my PVC is still not ready since last year that he registered.
Is it fresh registration? No, last year. No, last year's registration is supposed to be on the line now.
Yeah.
Let's go back. We'll tell the audience again to search this in diligently to ensure that. Because that's why we had local government. Even as local government, we share the tables. As like I said, I was in some local government yesterday, and on the table, they have various wards. Ward 1, ward 2, ward 3. And at the ward level again, they share them into PU level.
Yeah.
So that people can join. You get there, they see your sleep.
They can be
they
traced.
Know which PU you belong to. And then they will go charge. Without wasting time, you get your PVC there.
Let's take another call. Then I have a message here waiting. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sharif. Good
morning to you.
Please, I want to ask Mr. Agbaje, my own voter card started pinning somehow.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
No, old one.
Yeah, what can I do? The old one. I got my since 5 years ago now.
But when we are doing education, we said, so those who cars are not good could come to change them. But don't worry. The machine will read all the cars. Don't worry. But next time, you should bring them out when the commission calls to come out so that they can change the card for you.
Okay, you mean, where will I take it to, sir?
No, he's saying you can still vote with it.
Useful.
It's useful, but in future, in 4 years' time now, the thing will peel off, finally.
Yes. That even during the time of registration last year to this year, like, we have people that whose cars are already peeling off, those who have lost their PVCs, all those who have challenges with their PVCs will have to come. If you have come that time, maybe you'll be collecting new one now. But it's late now, but you can still use it. But before the other time you are talking about, the commission will have come out again for you to change it.
Right.
All right, this is Ayeni Baba. Great time could Jimmy for me.
Yeah, Ayeni, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, this morning to you.
My name is Kanishios. I'm calling from my 12.
Let's talk. Go on, Kanishios. Go on, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, my name is... I did my registration, and so I went to the INEC office at Ikorodu to pick up mine. But I was told that I did double registration. It's not ready, and the registration didn't go through.
Okay.
And they gave me a slip. My major concern was I did the registration myself, took the picture, went to the INEC office, did biometric, did capturing, and they told me the guy said this is the best place you can do you can vote. So I did everything. So when it was time to collect it, I went there with my twin brother. They just told us with the same thing that it's a double registration. We can't pick it. It's not ready. They didn't do it because it's double registration. I was also so surprised that why go through all that stress, come to the office, they didn't tell me then that it was double registration. I have the white slip with me. So what do I do?
All right. Stay on the line, Mr. Baji.
But you are aware that you are doing, you told people that time that you did not do double
registration. I can't hear you clearly. Can I just turn on the radio and listen?
Oh, yes. Yes, please turn on the radio then.
I said we have told people that time not to do double registration. If you are not convinced that you did a registration, you can come to our head office. They will show you the first one you did and the second one you did so that you can be sure that you made a mistake yourself.
Let's take Sobere, who's on Skype. Sobere, hi. Good morning to you. Sobere.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Sir. Yes, please.
All right. Good morning, Honorable Rec. So my question is this. There are claims that
some parties
is actually mocking up these PVCs from individuals.
Hello?
And potential voters.
We can hear you, sir. We can hear you. We're still here.
Okay. I'm not hearing anybody.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
There are
All
claims
right.
that there are some claims. So how effective or what can they use these PVCs for? Can these PVCs, they are mopping up, influence the outcome of the general election? Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I was hoping that would be quite relevant to PVC collection, but thanks for calling, though. Good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, please, morning. Please turn it over.
My question here is, my name is Fidelis.
Welcome, Fidelis.
This collection of 18, I'm of the opinion that everybody clustering at the local government is not going to be easy for both INEC and the people to handle. Why don't they just get it to the registration areas, because I know that each local government
did you listen
more registration centers so that the whole thing will be easy for them. Number two,
all right, it's okay, that's fine, because I thought that was explained earlier, but let me quickly take another message. I haven't received confirmation mail for my PVC, so I don't know if my PVC has been perfectly transferred from Ogun State to Lagos. He didn't leave me with the name, but Mr. Baje, what say you on this?
All those are on transfer, their PVCs are ready. Either for last year or this year, their PVCs are ready. It should be at the area now.
Okay. All right, David from Ikotun is here, and he says, only some are available. I was at the Ikotun local government yesterday. They said they are still expecting INEC to send maybe in 2 weeks' time. Many people were complaining at the Ikotun local government. People feel like they don't want to give them as they are not supporters of a particular candidate.
No. I've already explained that.
Yes, you have.
This fresh registration between January 14 this year and the 31st of July, their PVCs are still being expected, and it's not restricted to Lagos alone. It's all over the country.
Right.
We are expecting, I'm thinking that by the end of this week, the National Quota will have told us a different story, that when we should actually tell people that they are arriving.
Hmm. Ben says, I have a question for the rec. I lost my PVC, but I checked INEC online and discovered that all my details are intact on the INEC website. Can I vote using my VIN since INEC already has my biometrics, facial and fingerprint?
No, the law says you must have your PVC before you can vote.
This is very funny, though. To the INEC rec, please, what are you doing concerning report of victimization by your staff to people who they view wouldn't vote in the direction they want, refusing to give people from a certain part of the country their PVCs?
We have to see that they should escalate and let us know. It is not, I don't believe it. No INEC staff will talk probably because we don't use party to register. So we are not going to use party to distribute, to ask people to come and collect their PVCs. All those who are registered with us are eligible to collect their PVCs. And where they see such affiliation, please let us know immediately.
All right.
Or you can contact the police or DSS very close to them there so that they can make arrests of such people.
Indeed. Let me go to Facebook. Ike Innocent on Facebook says, is there a means for Nigerians in diaspora to be able to exercise their franchise in the coming election?
The law has not allowed it. When the law allows, the commission will be ready to do it when the law allows. But the law says now that people should vote where they registered, which you can only vote at your PU, police unit. But when the law is amended, maybe before 2027, maybe there will have been a different story that time.
Right. Gifted Gift says, I'm just coming from Igbo from our local government. The staff made an announcement that fresh PVCs, aren't ready yet. Yes, we've said that as well on this program this morning.
Yes.
Fresh PVCs are not ready yet.
And it is not only in Lagos, it is all over the country.
Yes, and it's nationwide. So let's go back to telephone. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning. We can't hear you clearly.
I'm just a complaint.
We can't hear you clearly. Can you remove the hands-free and talk to me with your phone?
I registered my PVCs.
I'm really sorry. I've been telling you that we can't hear you clearly, and we still couldn't hear you. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you. Welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Please go on.
I'm calling from my Sony. Please, I want to ask a question. Can I still use my old PVC to vote? I use it on 2015. Can I still use it to vote?
You can. Even the ones collected in 2011, they are still very much
eligible. I hardly hear you.
Okay, I will tell you. So if you're listening right now, Honorable Rex said that even the one that you collected since 2011, if it's good enough, you can still use it to vote in 2023.
INEC cards don't expire.
INEC cards don't, they don't have expiry dates. And this goes out to everybody with similar questions as well. Even if you have, a voter card since way back in 2011, you can still use it, to vote. That call has dropped. Let's drop it as well to take another one. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please.
Calling from Antonio.
Let's talk.
Sir, please, I want to ask of my PVC last that temporary one they gave to us. Hello, sir.
Go on. We're listening.
PVC.
Okay. I've just got out the thing. I noticed that the thing is now turned to white paper.
It's faded. It's faded. Yeah, got it.
Go to the station with anything you can use to identify yourself. They will attend to you.
Okay. What should they expect when they get there? What should they take there? I mean, the paper is faded already.
Well, just go there with the paper and then go with any either driver's license or national identity card, anything for them to identify you.
Right. Right. Okay. So we're going to take one last call before we allow Mr. Abaji to go. Let's take another. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please, morning to you.
Yeah. My name is Matthew. I'm calling you from Keja.
Welcome, Matthew. Welcome.
All right. I made my registration since 2011, but throughout that time I've been going to conservative local government to get my PVC.
Okay.
And they said that they can't find it. So I find it difficult to register the second time, so that it will not be double registration. I don't know what I would do about that.
All right. Mr. Abaji.
You would have gone there during registration time, then they will have
verified
your identity.
I went there
on that card for you.
He said that you should have gone there during registration. That time they would have verified whether you're still on the system or not.
And they will have printed on that card for you.
Right. But what can he do now, Mr. Abaji? What can he do?
Papa, say there is something you can do now until the next time when the commission comes out for registration.
For registration.
Yes.
All right. So, Mr. Agbaje, you said that there is really nothing the commission can do now until the next time registration recommences. All right. Thank you so much for calling me. So, Agbaje, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. You've been quite helpful. If you have any further questions, we'll forward to your guys.
Thank you so much.
Sorry,
have a nice day.
You too, sir. You too. Thank you for calling, for joining us, rather. Oh, well, there you go. If you've got other questions, let me give you a summary of what I've heard this morning. New registration, if you registered this year, your PVCs are not ready yet. And this is not just in Lagos. Before we start, paraing, like the guy that paraed this morning. So it's not ready yet. It's not ready yet. And this is nationwide. So calm down. If you're a new registrant, there's no point to go to your local government yet. Once that is ready, you'll be notified by INEC. And if you have a faded temporary slip, you can still go to the local government to go and verify. Just go on with your ID. Because I got that question a lot this morning. You can still go with your ID to go and lay claim to your PVC. That is if you registered before this year. And according to what Mr. Agbaje said, those that registered last year, your PVCs should be ready at your local government right now. Just go with the means of identification. They will check through the list that they have on their table displayed up until, even your polling units or PU. So your name should be there. If it's not there, that means your registration, is not there. It's not just there. Let's head out. Let's take this break. When we return, we'll talk some more about the PVC collection. I'm still getting your feedback as regards those who have successfully picked up their PVCs and your experience when you got there. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Welcome back to the Crossfire here on Nigeria Info 99.3. Compliments of the season to you wherever you are. And thank you for staying tuned. The INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner has gone. But I am still getting questions and questions and questions, right?
So what I will do is this. I'm going to ask you to follow INEC Lagos on Instagram. Follow them on Instagram. That is if you can go to your local government area office. Yeah? I would prefer that you don't sit back and wait for programs to pop up before you go sort these things out. But if you can't go anywhere because of a busy schedule, then you can follow them on Instagram. At least you should be able to do that, right? And ask them any question that you've got concerning your PVC. And hopefully, one thing I know about them, the INEC Lagos guys, is that they're very, very prompt when it comes to addressing questions and worries as well. They are they would very swift answer and reply and respond to your question. So feel free to follow them on Instagram at INEC Lagos on Instagram. Even all the information that you need may have been posted already on their Instagram page. Okay, I have to go on the show this morning. Thank you all for being a part of the Crossfire Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next, followed by What's Up Lagos with Marianne and Stretch. And at 12, we have the news for you. After the news, we have The Sunny Side with Joyce coming up much later on, after which, of course, Sandra Ezekwesili will be in here for Hard Facts on the show. We have the first semi-final of the World Cup at 8 p.m. later tonight. Thank you all for being a part of our broadcasting day. It's been an amazing year. Please go get your PVC because that is your power. Do not sell it for anything. You try and vote. Good morning to you.